Wednesday afternoon, ladies here. I have to say, I didn't think your husband would hang in there.
He doesn't get it. I'm like, tell him I don't understand.
What?
He doesn't understand it.
He understands the concepts.
But like, he's like, gosh, there's sayings. Like, he's like,
the nature of the shear is I can't bring him up to snuff. He understands the concepts, and he has a legal mind, and that's good enough. He joins in the conversation, he asks, he answers. He's understating what he does. I wish I could bring him up to snuff, but for that he needs a totally different type of shear. It's on a very high level. I can't teach fifth grade reading to a college course. Okay. Chavos Halvavos, Yud Dalet Tammuz, July 4th, for those Americans who are here. Oh, Shalom Aleichem. It wouldn't be true if I said, I'm sorry I missed last week. So, I mean, it's not a lie, I'm sorry I missed. But I had a miss, and I'm not sorry. If I had to do it all over again with what I was facing, I would miss again. So I guess I'll say I feel bad that I missed, but I guess I can't say I'm sorry. I guess because sorry means ani mischaret, and that means, I think it means I would do it differently, which is not the case. I'm sorry I said that.
Did you make a deadline?
I'm sorry. Yes, I made the deadline with 12 hours to spare. It turned out retroactively that I could have come, but I couldn't have known that. That's why I don't have charata. I don't know the future. So I did what I had to do. You all work, I'm sure. You know, you do what you got to do, especially if someone's giving you a salary. You do what you got to do. Just because they tell you 2 days before that you have to do a week's work within the next 2 days, that's their prerogative, I guess, as the boss. Okay, we're doing Perek Hay. You know, everything's in Shulchan Aruch, everything's in the halachas of how a worker has to act is in Shulchan Aruch. It's not hefker, and most people would be shocked if they would see the degree to which a worker has to be devoted, has to make sure he or she gets enough sleep the night before, is healthy, and is able to work at full capacity of their kochos. This is in Shulchan Aruch. And you're sort of stealing from your boss. I say sort of because I'm trying to be able, but you're sort of stealing from your boss if you don't. And there's halachas about sleep and eat, and you can't have two jobs without his permission, and taking off, and spending too much time by the water cooler, or by the May Aiden fountain, or the coffee machine, making personal phone calls. So hopefully, most bosses automatically are moichel when people do a norm, if they don't go overboard. That's what we're all relying on. But if you push the envelope, you know, and you do it a little too often, more than even the norm, to make such an assumption is questionable. But that's what we end up doing. Because very few people go over to the boss, although I have advised doing that, but everyone's scared to do it. You go over to the boss and say, is it okay if, when it comes up, I make personal phone calls? And, you know, if they're reasonable people, which bosses sometimes are, I said sometimes, then they'll say, you know, as long as you keep it within reason, if they trust you. But really, we should ask. We don't ask. So we assume that they allow what's normal, what people normally do. But, you know, as time goes on, normal changes, right? So what do you do about that? So that's not Pashut. Okay, that was my excuse for last week. It was really the paycheck. Okay, we're in Perek Hey, and we're talking. The Yetzer Hara, I'm afraid, had 2 weeks now to strengthen himself, because he didn't have me pounding away at him. So, Chaim Zalov is very, very structured sefer. After giving a seker klolit about the deviousness and the insidiousness of the Yetzer Hara, he starts to go through very methodically the kinds of things that the Yetzer Hara tries to get you to do, not so much the kinds of things he tries to get you to do, but the kinds of thoughts he wants you to have, which will weaken you in your resolve to be involved in Avodas Hashem. So he starts off from the most blatant, the most gross Avodah Zarah, and okay, the very first one was about nothing is transcendent, and then there's no Hash Bore, and we went through the things, and now we're up to, all the paragraphs start the same, that when he gives up that Maslul, because you've protected yourself against that, so, as he said in the beginning, he tirelessly goes on to a different Maslul. But in this, in these paragraphs, which really will be the rest of the parak, it's more and more subtle, less and less, as I said, gross, but just as bad, because if you remember the Akdama, he said that once he gets a foot in the door and he has you doing things that you wouldn't like to do, or you never thought you would do, or you really are mischaret for doing it if you think about it, but then he has a foot in the door, and then he starts to break down more and more and more. But we're in the less mode, but it's not really less. It's just more subtle. You know, we don't have the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah anymore. We have the Yetzer of atheism, because, you know, we don't think about atheism. But as I said, every time we read a newspaper, the way we talk, the way we act, the way we live is unfortunately atheistic in nature. Not all of us, not all the time. All too many of us, by us I mean from Jews who believe in Hashem. People that don't, you know, it's very sad that there's so many people. The Lovers is talking to us, he's not talking about the guy in the street who's a chiloni and didn't get any chinuch and never heard of Shema Yisrael or Moshe Rabbeinu. I'm afraid we can't pat ourselves on the back and say, yeah, he's in the sway of his Yetzer Hara. He's not in the sway of anything. He almost has no Bechira. You know, we're not talking about those people. We're talking about us, right? When we talked about, when I spoke in the shul about Gush Katif, I talked about us. I don't talk about Sharon if you don't believe in Hashem. So, like, we can't expect anything of you. We can't demand anything of you. We can't talk about Eretz Yisrael and it's Mutter, it's Asur. How dare you? Well, they don't believe in Hashem. They don't believe in Hashem. It's like, talking to us. So what? What do you mean? We're not Yetzer Hara. So Avodah Zarah? Yeah, you know, the subtle form, everything he mentions here has a subtle form. He starts off talking about there's no Borei Olam. Oh, of course there's a Borei Olam. But then he ends up talking about Shabbos, that's what Shabbos is supposed to reinforce. And I dare say that if I would ask people in general, men, women, say, what does Shabbos mean? So most will talk about, they have nothing to do a whole day, and they'll talk about, you know, how to cut up the vegetables too early before the husband comes home from shul, which is very wonderful. You have to follow halacha. But maybe number 4 or 5 is, oh yeah, Zeichel Masa Bracious, Hashem made the world. So that's, we don't reinforce it. And if we don't reinforce it, as I said, we live atheistically, you should excuse the expression. But if we would think Shabbos, dwell on it, talk about it, realize that during Kiddush we say, you know, we say Zeichel Masa Bracious, Then we say Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim. And how many people even think what that means? How is Shabbos Zechel Yitzias Mitzrayim? Some people will realize it's in the Luchos in Vayeschanan, it's in the Aseres Adibros. So what's the pshat? But, you know, if we would reinforce it always, I just said in two different venues, I just said over Rav Moshe Feinstein, Zichrono Livracha, in the Tshuva, when he talks about what's the Iker Chinuch for your children, he says the Iker Chinuch is to be Mechanech. It's a very short Tshuva. One paragraph, two paragraphs. He says the Iker Chinuch is to be Mechanech your children in Emunah. Yeah, to take a lulav and to say a bracha and amen, that's very cute. It's cute. And they do that when they're old enough to do it, and that's what chinuch is. But that's chinuch in doing. You do this when you're old enough to do it. You don't turn on a light when you're old enough to know the meaning of the word no, around 19, 20 years old. But the real chinuch, he says, is to train your child in emunah, and that starts even before he can talk. Make the atmosphere in the house, he says, in a tshuva yeredeya, chela gimel, simen ayin vav, which is the word of, father, spelled wrong. Both letters spelled wrong. Of, ayin vav. But it's a chela gimel yeredeya, and he says, tell your child that it's very good for his midos also. Says, you're not, I mean, you shouldn't say the words that I'm about to say. I'll say that you shouldn't say it, just in case it's not clear. But the idea, the atmosphere is, hey, you're not entitled to this Gerber applesauce and bananas. Hashem is giving it to you, providing it to you. Like where'd it come from? Hashem is giving it to you. There's something, a power called Hashem, an entity. Now you know for sure you shouldn't use these words. An entity called Hashem, and he's providing it, and your parents are his shaluchim, his messengers to give it to you. Rav Moshe says that's the chinuch of children, emuna. And then you follow it up, you know, and you talk about Hashem. You say Mitz Hashem, and you try to mean it, not just say it. And then the child will grow up, and he'll want to do the mitzvahs, which is, we all know, he doesn't met all those who learn Chavis Halvavos, especially those who went through Shara Vodas Halokim. So we know how true that is, how fundamental that is, that if you grow up with gratitude, and you don't feel entitled to anything, so everything you're grateful for, then you want to do the mitzvahs. That's a normal human reaction. The source of everything in your life is telling you, asking you, do A, B, C, D, you run to do it. That's a normal human psychology. Anyway, that's what Rav Moshe says. That's the Iker Emunah. Iker Chinuch. Everything else will fall into place. Anyway, so, what am I getting off on a tangent? So, we are up to the paragraph. I'll tell you the first few words, but that won't do you any good. V'chasa yishyayish mipatoscha b'fonim ha'ele yishtadel, and we're up to l'sapek olecha b'inyan ha'nevuah v'ha'neviyim. Notice we went through that there's a borei olam, and that he's yochid. We went through that what you do matters, it's transcendent. It's more than just live for the moment. Then we talked about a borei olam. Then we talked about his singularity and his unity. Then we talked about why in the world should I serve him? Does he need my service? If he's thirsty, let him get his own water. Why do I have to bring him a drink of water for? If he needs a ram's horn blown on Rosh Hashanah, let him blow it. What do you want from me? So he explains, you have to understand. Don't listen to the end. And included in that, and this is the one before, the one we're about to learn, if we ever get to it, is when you say it's not so important, that Hashem doesn't really care, and because we, a Jew, especially a thinking Jew, especially a Jew that goes to Rabbi Mlinowitz's Chavis Halvavos Shiurim, we're always struggling between the forest and the trees, and I'll call the mitzvahs the trees, and the concepts the forest. And just like we all know, you hear of people who don't see the forest for the trees, but then there are people who don't see the trees for the forest. The people who have the bigger picture in mind, and they are mazalzel in the trees. And they say, well, Hashem really doesn't care about that. And if you want to go to the extent of what they call conservative Judaism, what they call Reform Judaism, non-Torah Judaism, which is an absurd word, but if you talk about what we'll call non-Torah Judaism, so they say, you know, the main thing of a Jew is to be a good person, right? And Hashem doesn't care about these things. That's this Yetzirah of the one before we're learning, that what do you need to be Oved Hashem for? Why is it important? And it has different forms. It's why do I have to take an Esro on a 15th of Tishrei? It's pretty crazy. And then on some levels, you say, okay, but Hashem doesn't care if there's a black dot on it. For sure he doesn't care. So that's all the Yetzirah of preceding the one we're about to learn. Now, what we're about to learn, again, we'll say, yeah, no sweat, no problem. But it's one of the 13 animamins, and it's a very important part of our belief system, and it's a very important part of who we are, and how we relate to Hashem, and how we relate to the Torah. Yishtagel the Yetzirah will try l'sapek olecha, to make you doubt. That's his phrase in every paragraph. If you remember from the Hakdama, that's all he has to try to do, is make you doubt something, so his job is much easier, because he just has to say, but maybe, but how do you know, maybe. The inyan ha-nevuah v'hanaviyim, that Hashem, there's a lot is included in this, that Hashem, you know, it's very sad because we don't have Nevuah anymore, and we don't have Nevi'im anymore, and we don't even have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. So to us, Hashem is somewhere hidden away from us, invisible, of course, but hidden, and everything's nister, 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 nister. That's not what life is supposed to be like. That's sad. That's part of the Churban, and part of the Golos, and part of the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem used to be, and is, except now he's Nister. Hashem is, you can talk to Hashem. Nevi'im would meditate and reach a Madrega where they would communicate with Hashem. And the Rambam presents it as a natural process. The Mesil Sishorim presents Ruach HaKodesh as a natural process. If you go through the steps, you then reach Ruach HaKodesh. They had yeshivas teaching you how to meditate, called B'nai HaNavim, and they would study how to be a Navi, and it's normal, it's the world, right? We relegate it to, like, once upon a time, long, long ago, used to be Nevi'im. It's part of life. It's part of how Hashem made the world. Hashem did not make a world that he's shut out of. Even if you have the biggest Navi, I mean, maybe Moshe Rabbeinu was something called Ponim El Ponim, which we can't even relate to. We don't know what it means. Ponim El Ponim, who knows what that means? But he experienced Hashem more than any other person in the history of the world. More than Adam HaRishon, who was made by Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu had that very real experience of Hashem. But all the Nevi'im did, to a lesser degree. To a much lesser degree, to a lesser degree. But they experienced Hashem. We have no shaykhus of Hashem. Sometimes, I won't call it Nevuah, I'll say, if you're really davening an intense Shemona Esrei, and you're really davening the way you're supposed to daven, and you feel like you're standing in front of Hashem, talking to Him, not davening, talking to Him, and you feel like He's there listening to you. You feel it. But it's not Nevuah, it's a far cry from Nevuah. Nevuah is real, that you knew He's there. You knew it, you felt it, you experienced it. So, And of course, our Torah, for the most part, I say for the most part, because except for the first two Dibros, which everybody was on the Madrega, the whole Klal Yisrael, all 3 million people, experienced Hashem saying, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and Lo'i Elokha, but the rest of Torah was given us through Nevi'im. But you see that Nevuah, you see, if I tell you that Moshe Rabbeinu is Super Navi, and that's one of the 13 Animamins, so you'll say, yeah, okay, because that's what the whole Torah rests on that. So, okay, you know, I have to believe that the Torah is true. That's another one of the Animamins. So in order to do that, I have to believe in Moshe Rabbeinu. But there's one day we'll learn the 13 Animamins properly, and we'll delve into each one. But there's certainly an Animamin that talks about Nevuah. So you say, that has to be an article of faith. Let's say, am I really an Apikiris, and I'm a bad person, and I'm not... If I don't believe that Hashem communicates with people, like, I live my whole life so far, and I never communicated with Hashem, and I'm okay. And Hashem has not communicated with people since the end of Nevuah, which is, let's say, in the beginning of Bayasheni, if the Chag Yischari and Malachi. So, like, what's the big deal? I mean, we've gotten along without it. The answer is, maybe we've gotten along without it, but that it exists and that it's real is very, very important to our Amunah and Hashem. As I say, Hashem is real. Hashem is not locked away somewhere in a safe. He's and if he's going to be real, he's going to have to communicate with us. And our lives are much, much poorer. All the things that the Gemara says about after the, about there's no Nevuah, and then nothing tastes as good, and nothing works out, and the world is a mess. If you haven't noticed, the world is a mess, by the way. And everything's a mess, and it's all because, Hashem is hiding, so to speak. He's not hiding, we don't see him. So we call that he's hiding, because we are not zochet to see him or experience him. But Nevuah is very important. It's very important. It is part of believing that Hashem is real, and that He created the world, and that He communicates with people. You know, you hear it, and you don't believe it. Like, that's like extra credit. It's not extra credit. It's an article of faith. It's one of the 13 Animamins. Hashem is of course He communicates with people, but He's locked away. He made a world, He gave us a Torah, and He talks to us. Yeah, He's not going to talk to the guy in front of this TV drinking his third beer, or us, who do other things, the equivalent. But, yeah, Hashem talks to us. So that's, but maybe not, maybe Hashem, this is part of Hashem. The Yetzer Hara telling you there's no Nevuah is part of the Yetzer Hara's way of putting Hashem in his proper place, in the closet. Lock the door, maybe you take him out when you're daven, maybe you take him out on Shabbos a little, otherwise you lock him up and you go live your life. Maybe you listen to the Torah, but that's, you're not listening to Hashem, you're listening to the Torah. That's the way we talk. Sometimes we don't even listen to the Torah, we listen to the Shulchan Aruch, to the Mishnah Brura, which you should do, but you should think of it as listening to Hashem. Not even listening to the Shulchan Aruch, as radical as that sounds to you. The Shulchan Aruch was you heard of Eis La'asos La'Hashem Eferu Torah Secha, that's why they wrote down Torah Sheba'al Peh. The Shulchan Aruch was also that. The Shulchan Aruch was Nebuch, people, primarily men, who have the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, people are unable to figure things out for themselves. They're unable to learn through the Gemaras and the Rishonim, the Rashba, the Ritva, Rashi, Tosfos, Rambam, Ramban, Rif, Ravid, Rosh. They're unable to learn through those things and to hammer out a bottom line what they're supposed to do. Nebuch, they can't. So in, what year was it? 1500? When was the Beis Yosef? I'm not so good in history. I know it wasn't in the last 20 years. I know that. And around 1500, the Beis Yosef said, I got to do this. And they were very big misnagdim, as always. Very big misnagdim. Who are you to go decide what Klal Yisrael should do? Who made you misamcha le'issar v'shofet aleinu? And because everybody's supposed to figure out what to do themselves. They're supposed to learn themselves. Now everybody's going to stop learning, and they're just going to look it up in the Shulchan Aruch. Which the Mishnah Berurah faced the same problem. On one end, people just can't hack it anymore. They have a Shulchan Aruch, but then, bless our Jewish souls, the Shulchan Aruch is made to review the whole Shulchan Aruch, all four halakim, every 30 days. Now we can't do it in 30 years. We can't do it because Mr. Magen Avraham came along, and Mr. Taz came along, and Mr. Shach came along, and Mr. Chelkas Mechoke came along, and Mr. Beishmuel, and Mr. Tzoy Sachayshen, and etc., 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 etc. And all of then after a few hundred years, the Shulchan Aruch became overwhelming, and again, no one knew what to do. I mean, I'm encapsulating all of history in a few words. Me and Rabbi Wein. So attempts were made along the way. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was such an important work. It saved Klal Yisrael. We don't realize the impact. The Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, if you buy the art scroll Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, which I heartily recommend, the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch was reprinted 20 times while the author was still alive. It became the largest selling book in Jewish history. He wrote, we in art school, we used the last printing, I think it was the 7th, that he annotated, and he made changes after it was printed. So there's that last printing with his notes. There's such a printing, that's what we use. And it's a remarkable sefer. But then too many shilas came up. Then the Chayei Adam came along. You heard of the Chayei Adam and the Chochmas Adam? And they tried. And then the Gra was like just out genius to everybody. And he said, you know, we're going to cut out everybody and we're just going to get back to basics. Get back to basics. So how many people could be the Gra? So then the Mishnah Berurah came along and said, at least an Or HaChaim, let me save the day. At least an Or HaChaim, which is everyday life. Let me tell people what to do. Now already Mishnah Berurah is too complicated. Now you need... My father-in-law wrote a sefer called Kitzur Mishnah Berurah. And you have the Oz V'Hadar that explains every line in the Mishnah Berurah. It takes you by the hand and walks you through the Mishnah Berurah. And if you go to an average Balam Bayis, he says it's much too hard to learn the Mishnah Berurah. Too many words, too many shittos, too many things he doesn't know. So now you have already other svarim that have been written. Now, like in medicine, we're in the age of specialization. Right? There's not that many doctors anymore that could cure you if there's two things wrong with you. They say, I specialize in the upper stomach. I'm sorry, that's the lower stomach. I failed lower stomach. Right? So, and everybody wants the specialist. So in Halacha also, we developed a system of specialists, and people now wrote Sfarim in every, but we don't know what to do. We're lost. At least Aruch HaShulchan wrote already on Arba Chelke Shulchan Aruch. Then we came to Eretz Yisrael, and we had the whole Zeroim to contend with. And like Zeroim, who even thought about Zeroim for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years? Who even thought about it? So not many people know that the Chayei Adam did. The Chayei Adam wrote a sefer on Hilchos Zeroim called Shaarei Tzedek. And there is a sefer on Hilchos Zeroim called Shaarei Tzedek. Now no one looks at it anymore because it's very few people look at the Chayei Adam already. So, not nobody. There's still people that learn it. But Shaarei Tzedek, but now you have Rav Chaim Kanievsky wrote a Mishnah Berurah type sefer on the whole of Zeroim, Derech Emunah. So you have that. The Chazon Ish, of course, opened up. Chazon Ish was put in Eretz Yisrael at a pivotal point in history, and he you know, if not for the Chazon Ish, who knew if we could live here. He made Haredi society for better or for worse. I mean, he made it for better. And then he opened up Zeraim. Like, how would we be able to live here? We wouldn't know what to do. We wouldn't know what to do. Chazon Ish opened it up. And then already, now you have already Baruch Hashem, because of the Shefa of Hashem after the Holocaust, you have now Machon Torah of Haaretz, you have Efrati's Kolel, Machon Hisyashvus, something, and everybody's putting out Sforim to teach you what to do in Zeraim. I got off track here. The Shulchan Aruch was depressing to many Gedolim. Very depressing. It saved the Jewish people. I mean, it's like Rabbi Wein would say that. In retrospect, but at the time it was very controversial. Very controversial. Because you're supposed to learn for yourself. Anyway, so Hashem took so there's Nevuah. And once you don't believe in Nevi'im, so you... Once it's so important, we don't think about it. Oh, we think it's like the Beis HaMikdash. So the Beis HaMikdash is not an article of faith, right? If you don't believe that there should be or could be or was a Beis HaMikdash, so you're a fool and a liar and whatever you are, but you're not Bikiris. But Nevuah that Hashem communicates with people, this is a very, very powerful point, and it's one of the 13 Animamans. Hashem made a world. Of course he communicates with people. Look, what do you think? He's going to just leave us to our own devices and just, of course he's going to talk to people. It's not easy to talk to Hashem, right? Even harder than to talk to the President of the United States. Slightly as hard as getting to Rabbi Milinowitz, you know? But it's hard, and you have to be, how did Bilam do it? Like, yeah, this disgusting low life. Look at the Gemara, what a low life he was. It's nivel pet to say what a low life he was. And his midos are in Pirkei Avos. He's the symbol of every beit midah you can think of. And like he's talking to, he's rapping with Hashem, like, so. We're not going to go into that. Maybe come Shabbos. Maybe I'll talk about it Shabbos. I don't know. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe I think I'm talking about it tonight. And Torah Moshe is making a triple head of Siyum. I think I'm going to talk about it there. Okay. But Nevuah, that's like so chashuv, that Nevuah is an article of faith, and therefore the Yetzer Hara has a foot in the door. You say, you know, so the Yetzer Hara tells it, it's not Nevuah, big deal. But it is a big deal. It puts Hashem in a different place. He's not talking about Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, someone can learn the Chavit HaLevi and say, yeah, he means the Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu. So, Bemele, you don't believe in the Torah. So, Bemele, you don't believe the Torah is God-given at Har Sinai, and maybe it's man-made. That's not what he's saying at all. Be'inyan ha-Nevuah v'ha-Nevi'im u'v'Torah u'v'ofani amitosa v'chiyuva. And the truth of Nevuah, that it exists, and that what the Nevi'im said in the name of Hashem is true, and right, there were very few Nevi'im that were sent from Hashem to Am Yisrael. It's clear in the Rambam that Nevuah had nothing to do with people. I mean, the word Navi probably comes from Niv Sefasayim, talking. But the concept of what we call prophecy, really the word Nevuah doesn't exactly mean prophecy. Not sure what the word would be. But what we call Nevuah, and we translate it as prophecy, there were thousands and thousands of people in these yeshivas called Bnei Anavim. And they studied how to meditate, and they didn't even go to Uman, and they did probably go to the Jerusalem forest. They definitely practiced his bodidus, and they communed with Hashem.
Question.
Yeah.
Okay, Nevuah today
does not exist. Doesn't exist. It doesn't exist at the Chagiz Chari Malachi. There is something called Ruach HaKodesh, which I leave it up to you if you want to believe that look, anybody that follows the Mesillas Yesharim steps will get to Ruach HaKodesh. You know, you don't need me for that. It's in the Mesillas Yesharim. How to get to the Ruach HaKodesh in 15 easy steps. Or 15 not easy steps. Now we're going to get a request in my email tonight. Can we stop learning Chavis HaLavas and start learning Mesillas Yesharim? I want to get to Nevuah. Yeah, so imagine what Nevuah is, that you feel it with your body, you experience it with your gashmiyustika body. And that's why most Nevi'im had to fall asleep to experience it, because their body really couldn't take the experience. And Moshe Rabbeinu was like the only one, really, who would converse with Hashem the way I'm conversing with you now. We don't even know what it means, because where's Hashem? But anyway, there is something called Ruach HaKodesh, which is a lesser madrega than Nevuah. I don't really have the words to explain it. It's beyond intelligence. It's you're connecting to a higher level of reality that you don't usually relate to, because it's Kedusha and it's Ruchnius, and it allows you to see and perceive things that even the smartest person would not be able to see and perceive. Maybe it'll give you a glimpse into the future. We don't know exactly how that works. A chacham is roes and olad, so in a certain sense, an absolute chacham could also see the future, but he's not really seeing the future, he's figuring out the future. Anyway, I'll leave you, everybody, to believe what they want to believe about Ruach HaKodesh Bezman HaZeh. I would certainly say I don't have it. You can choose to believe me or not to believe me. And but it's a very definite darga. The Ksuvim were written with most... The basic understanding is that Nevi'im was Torah's Hashem through the channel of Moshe Rabbeinu, but it's Hashem, and Nevi'im is Nevuah, and Ksuvim is Ruach HaKodesh. That's how most split up the three parts of the larger Torah called Tanakh. But the Yetzirah wants to get you to believe that there's no Nevuah. So you say, what's so terrible? So that's what we spent today doing. Hopefully you understand it is terrible, and the fact that we existed without it is sad. It's not that, oh, I guess we don't need Nevuah anymore. It's very sad. It puts us on a whole different level. It's like if we would, I mean, it's a terrible tzustel, but I'll say it anyway, maybe. Like if you would find out that in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, people could read each other's mind, or they had three arms. And you say, boy, like it's mamish a diff, or they had the eye in the back of the head, like the windshield wipers. They had an eye in the back of the head, and we don't have that. So you say, okay, I'm getting along fine, no problem. Yeah, but like it's a whole different existence with a third arm. Like, whoa, like my whole life will change. Or my, like, you know, I'm not saying it's so, I'm trying to give an example. You find that everybody can read each other's minds. The whole life will be different. Nobody's going to lie, and everybody is going to have to be, you know, everything changes. So that's what Nevuah is. Nevuah, we don't, it's sad, that's part of Tisha B'Av, that's part of what we mourn, that we don't even, we're like, we're happy the way it is. It's like, things are different. It was just a different life. You know what we can relate to? You're going to laugh, but this is a real down-to-earth marshal. When you finally buy a car and your whole life changes. Till now, your shopping was limited, unless you needed a favor from a friend and you had to bother people. And if you want to go to Yerushalayim, you got to schlep on the bus and put the stroller underneath, and you tie down to the schedule, and suddenly you have this liberating thing called a car, and people would describe it as, my whole life changed. Or when you go, let's say, if you get your own house, if they're renting. You say, boy, now everything, my whole life's different. Because now I could put paintings on the, I could put pictures on the wall, and I'll paint, and I'll decorate it the way I want to decorate it, and I don't have to worry that in 6 months I'll get kicked out. Right? You get a car at the end, or when you have a child. Well, some say two children is more. The difference between one and two is bigger than the difference between zero and one. When you get married, the whole life is different. A different life, hopefully. If you have a good marriage, everything's different. Even things you do yourself are different. So that's what it means to have nevuah. The whole life is different. You're married to Hashem. Hashem's around. You could theoretically talk to him. Other people are talking to him. It's like a whole different life. We don't even know what. So the Yetzirah would be very pleased to make you deny nevuah, to have you be mesupik in nevuah, because he's having you be mesupik about how close is Hashem's relationship with this world. Bottom line, maybe I spent too much time today. That's the bottom line. Why does the Yetzirah care if you're mesupik about nevuah? Because if you're mesupik about nevuah, it means you're mesupik how closely Hashem relates to this world. He's out there somewhere in outer space. Maybe he even bothers us about what to do, but he's a distant figure. And that's what the Yetzirah is very happy if you don't think of Hashem as very real, very, I'll say the word down to earth, but Hashem is at the same time Kadosh also, transcendent. So that's something we have to deal with when we talk about Hashem. That's the different names of Hashem, because Hashem is ultimately totally transcendent, and we can't relate to him at all. But within that, there's nevuah. He was kind enough. He doesn't expect us to just blindly, no matter how frum we are, or how frum we sound, or how much we even learn Shara Avodas Elokim, of course he talks to us. Of course he's here. He's here. Not going to be here like some invisible ghost for the whole history of the world. So we've been without it for 1,500 years approximately. So we don't know. Just like you're not married. You know, you're married, it's a whole different life. So if the Yetzirah makes you mesupik that there's such a thing, he has won a victory. That's the Chai V'Shalavus devotes a paragraph to that. But he says nevuah can be proven. We're not going to do it now. He refers you back to Shara Avodas Elokim, where he talked about nevuah being a natural process and part of the process of relating to Hashem. Then Tamod, so he's already, now he's telling you how to fight it. Then Tamod Kenegdo, you go against him, B'sichlecha, B'tilochem bo, B'tainus hakodmos b'sefer hazeh b'shar hashlishi mimenu, which is Shara Avodas Elokim. You won't doubt. You say, of course there's nevuah. How could there not be? Yosuru kalasfeka so'ela. If you don't know why, then you should go learn Shara Avodas Elokim. Or you should have learned it with us. Yosuru kalasfeka so'ela milibcha v'yosamsu etzlecha. And it will become clear and true to you. Inyan ha-nevuah v'tzorech chiyuv ha-Torah. And the necessity for it to be an absolute value, ushlichus hanoviba, and that sometimes Hashem sends neviim to the people who are not neviim. So he sends the Dvar Hashem to people through nevuah, ofani ha'aroleh, and how you could work at attaining it.